Section 2, Principles of Inspiration. Introduction.
Our confidence in that which comes to us as messages inspired by God is based on our faith in God and His Word, as well as upon the convicting work of the Holy Spirit on our hearts. It is also based upon the observation of fulfilled and fulfilling prophecy, and the fruitage of these messages in our own lives and in the lives of others. The influence of the councils on the development and work of the Church provides additional evidence of their supernatural origin. A knowledge of some of the facets of inspiration and revelation helps to sustain such confidence. These may be found in expressions, often incidental, employed by the inspired writers themselves. These words maintaining our confidence appear in the Bible as well as in the writings of Ellen G. White. The author's introduction to the great controversy has contributed much to our understanding of her inspiration. From time to time, the White estate has brought out Ellen White's statements from her published as well as from her unpublished writings relating to the question of revelation and inspiration. These often used statements, together with material heretofore unpublished, are now brought together in this section entitled Principles of Inspiration. As in the case of the Bible writers, Ellen White makes only incidental reference to her visions. She explains only briefly how the light came to her and how the messages were delivered. These incidental references, appearing in different sources and often consisting of only a few lines, are now for the first time brought together in this volume. White Trustees.